Let's go to Washington and talk to James Jatras, former US Senate foreign policy analyst. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jatras, it seems the Syrian army is gaining ground in Syria, and some say the opposition's offer for having talks with the Syrian government is actually a defeat for the group. Just how do you sum up the situation?
I of course, anytime anybody wants to negotiate to end this kind of bloodshed, I think that's a positive development. I know that an offer was reported by some of the opposition leadership and then immediately was attacked by others for making the offer. I'd like to think it was genuine, but we really don't know yet at this point. As far as the fighting goes, we expect that there's going to be a seesaw back and forth with either side claiming the advantage. Right now, it looks like the army has the advantage, and in general, I think we should expect that the government and its armed forces are in a stronger position than the rebels are.
Indeed. Well, with NATO's missiles on the ground, just how much closer are we seeing war rather than dialogue then?
I certainly hope we are not seeing war. Again, the wild card here is that there are some who always will try to find a pretext, a trigger that can be used to get NATO into the war and repeat what happened in Libya. I hope these people are taking a step back and not thinking seriously about that. I was disturbed to hear that Vice President Biden renewed the pledge of support of the United States for the rebels. I think this is a mistake.
And how much do you see Israel play a role in the aggression against Syria? We saw that Israel recently actually transgressed to Syrian soil.
It would be interesting to have a lot more information about what exactly happened there, because we had different reports here. We heard about a missile convoy on the way to Hezbollah that was hit. There was also talk about a building that was hit. So far, the Israelis, it seems, have tried to stay out of this, but I look at that kind of development as indicative of how potentially destabilizing and damaging in the entire region this war can be if it goes on much longer.
Indeed. James Jatras, former US Senate foreign policy analyst from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.